Picket lines replaced audiences lining up for matinees on the most popular day of the week for theater attendance. Most Broadway shows have afternoon and evening performances on Saturday. The strike is not a surprise. The Stagehands Union, Local 1 of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, and the League of American Theaters and Producers have been bargaining over work rules and staffing requirements for months. The union's contract expired at the end of July. Audiences hoped until the last moment that the doors would open.
This is one experience of New York City that some of these kids will never have again. Some of them will never even get to be in New York City ever again. And to be able to see a Broadway show, nothing compares.
James Thana is a producer of the recently opened holiday show, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
It's devastating because we have 7 sold-out shows between Saturday and Sunday, and not a lot of notification for the customers, so they'll be coming here, a lot of families, and it really hurts that the show isn't going to happen.
The strike comes at the start of the busy holiday season, with several new shows scheduled to open within the next few weeks. 26 Broadway theaters shut their doors just hours before Saturday matinees were to begin. Actors are not on strike, but will not cross picket lines. Several shows have separate union contracts, and at those theaters, the show will go on. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.